メガネブ
magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Mr. A and you're listening to the first ever episode of the Megane Podcast Episode 1. And this is maybe my debut podcast and I'm gonna be doing it solo. So, before we begin, I'd just like to introduce who I am. Again, maybe you have maybe never heard of me or you just stumbled upon my podcast because I am sharing my videos to other Facebook groups because it's part of, you know, spreading the word out. So anyway, I'm Mr. A. Well, that's what people usually call me. I go by the name of Soledad on Twitter. That's long story, but I used to be one of the content editors for the defunct site Termoe. I used to work with, partner with, if you know this guy called Jayagonay, and yeah, so we did a lot of things when we were doing the Remoe, covered events, covered, I believe, idols before, Star Marigas, one of them, I don't know, maybe if you've heard of them, I guess, interviewed some cosplay idols, I mean, no, not really cosplay idols, but cosplay celebrities, if you call them. No, we didn't interview Alodia, if you know Alodia, but she isn't very much into cosplay these days. And yeah, so we do cover events, talk about it, what we like about it, what we don't like about it, what's sometimes the inside baseball of things. Yeah, so that's what we do almost, and we on the end of the leg of the brand, we do visuals. We do like a small segment of just going about sharing the experience, sharing what people's experience about the event, those kind of stuff. Yeah, so now I'm of course now going solo. He's doing his own gig for whatever reason, well, whatever, and I'm gonna do my own, and one of it is doing my own website, doing it on my own direction this time, and a little bit more nuance. So anyway, this podcast is gonna be about what this is for now. Maybe next time I will be dealing with or gonna diversify a little bit, talking about some stuff. But I just want to beat it. I mean, I just want to make this podcast a bit more shorter because I don't want to, you know, people are very short attention span, so I just going to make it quick. So I wrote on some topics here. Before I go nitty gritty about some housekeeping stuff that I like to share in this podcast, just I'd like to mention about the proliferation of idols in the scene, on the community, I believe. Maybe not, I don't think it's not that famous or it spreads out, I mean, to the entire community, but of course everybody's aware that that MNL48 is already in its full swing. They already, I guess, just formed their teams now, so we will be seeing them performing or being stepping on the community, particularly on the idol-centric part of the community, which is starting to see some tractions in these past days. I mean, past months, I'm sorry. Or maybe just because it's on my Twitter feed, that's why I'm kind of noticing it a lot. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about that later when we deal about Ozin, because that's the event that I decidedly attended on a whim. So, anyway, I'm not particularly much of an idol fan, so you won't. This is the only time you're gonna be hearing this mention on this topic, because I don't really like idols much. Not to offend people that are, I just am not a fan of idols for many reasons. But for those reasons, I don't want to say it because it might disrespect people. But come on, at least that's what you do, or that's what you enjoy, and fine. Okay, anyway, so I just want to talk about why I'm going back to blogging. Because I've been off and on this kind of gig for quite some time because I was busy to work. I'm actually focusing more on my actual job, which is writing code to make websites. So, and I was very busy in the past few days, a year mostly, because I was ramping up my skills on it. And given that time, I also had some time to reflect. Anyway, from that, decided to start ramping out slowly. So I wanted to make another website, and I just don't want it to be something like what I did before. So I want to make it change about a little bit. So, anime is it's my hobby, but it's not exactly something that I'm very familiar about. It's not something I go out and dedicate my entire time of it. Time is money for me, of course, and just to be frank, anime, well, at least to me, doesn't generate much income, but I do appreciate watching anime, and I do appreciate what it entails, because everybody or any fans who are watching anime at least had touched them in some way, good way, that it made them stick to the genre for so long until maybe it's way past the burnout, the otaku expiration, what we call it, or what I personally call it, which is a time where fans outgrow their fandom. It's usually common for teenagers or to teenagers, then when they enter their professional life, they usually wane down. I also just gonna admit that I also went to that phase, the expiration part, because I'm not exactly watching a lot of anime that I used to before. I particularly pick on the animes I watch now. I don't watch any shows that comes out the season. I read the synopsis first and then judge if I particularly like it or not. Because to be honest, I'm not, especially in last winter, I didn't watch a single anime except Psyche, and because it's entirely filled with shows that are not in my particular taste, mainly because it's about girls doing things. But to be fair, there are other seasons that's more about boys doing cute things, and that's what I like. So it's just, I'm just on the bottom of the wheel right now. Last season, this season it's a bit more up, but it's not the season where boys do nothing, things or cute things. It's just more of interesting sequels that maybe we're gonna talk about if I have time, maybe next time. So anyway, I'm going back to blogging, but I'm gonna do it differently. Mainly, I'm gonna merge tech and anime, which is two professions that I like. But I'm currently focusing on anime for maybe I'm just not that used to writing about technology. But I did write a few things, especially near in my field because I am a front-end developer. So I mostly do stuff that makes your website looks good. But don't be mistaken on what I do. I don't design sites. That's different. So if you can compare me as a engineer that makes an architect, which is the designer, make their designs a reality. So that's what I do. So I don't exactly have a knowledge on arts, but I try to do so. If you can see my website, Megane Life, I use a vanity URL. It's mostly just pulling out from basics of web design. I'm not particularly good at making a elaborate site, so I just want to make it utilitarian and used. My main concept about it is to make it usable and the user experience a bit on point and utilitarian, if you get my drift. So speaking of why I bought the blogging, I also use WordPress. So it's one of the WordPress is a blogging platform, usually called CMS. It's been around for so many years. I was in college, it's already there. And I choose, there's a difference also. I'm using a self-hosted WordPress. I'm not using WordPress that is hosted by other people. Usually, if you go to WordPress.com, that is a hosted by WordPress people who, for-profit WordPress. I'm using the software WordPress, but I'm not using the WordPress service. I mainly choose. I'm an old curmudgeon, if you could call me, but I prefer using WordPress because for one reason my job mainly has a lot to do with doing WordPress, so I'm familiar with it. And the second thing is, I like controlling my own content. That's why I am very adamant on using on hosting my blog on my own server, using a software from an open source software, but I control the data in it, and I also control what I want to do or what I want to show, and I can fine-tune it to the best of my ability. So it's more of a testing than a test application or an application of my knowledge as a developer, and at the same time maybe it's just it's like a mini portfolio, if you can call it. And so like others, like people using Medium, sometimes people using Facebook to publish their content, that's fine. Of course, if you're not tech savvy, you can use those platforms. That's just for me, for personally, the reason why I don't use those. Or I'll use them, but I don't treat them as my primary content provider or content storage. Is because I don't control them, basically. Medium might sometimes go shut down. Of course, they will pull your data, but what can you do with those data? You can't, do anything with it unless someone maybe exported something. But my point is that if you rely on others for delivering your content, like Medium or Facebook for that matter, or WordPress.com, but that's a little bit different. Let's just stick to Facebook and Medium. Store your content there, you will never know what those people who manages those websites or services do to those content. Maybe you're gonna use it for their gain, or maybe control it to their advantage. Like first example, the base case scenario here is YouTube. We all know that there's another apocalypse that happened many moons ago, and it shows that for content providers on that platform, they don't really actually have the control on what goes on to that website, of course, because they don't control it. People or Google has the power to censor them by either demonetizing their videos, or maybe simply just not showing it at all, either banning it or making it low in their recommendations list, or even removing it from the recommendations list, which is robs them their opportunity to be heard. So that's not exactly what we want, or that's not exactly what you want to do when you have a content that you've made so hard, particularly in those issues that concerns about controversial topics like war, politics, which can be sometimes persuade or changes or makes advertisers a bit more perplexed on delivering or giving content or sharing their product to that one, which on turns loses revenue for YouTube or Google for that matter, and therefore as a compromise, of course, if they cannot earn, if they are demonetized, they cannot earn, which is, and there's a whole new slew of issues in it that basically it boils down to that if you don't control your content, you are at the mercy of the content service providers that do. And I don't want that. I want to control my own content. That's why I stick to doing this very thing. And it's not exactly for everyone. If you're not technically savvy enough, you shouldn't use self-service WordPress, because you have to patch it, you have to maintain it, maintain the plugins and stuff. It's not pleasant for an everyday Joe, but for me, who is a developer, it's actually much more pleasant to use, and I can do whatever I want with it. I can produce content on what I want to display. So yeah, speaking of which, I made a big update on my website. You might not notice it because it's mostly on the back end stuff. So I'm applying what I've learned on my current work today, and I'm just applying some small SEO changes. I also applied, they call it on my job hub pages, but I call it stories, where it's a custom post type that just basically displays all posts that I curated that I want the reader to see or view. I actually planning to do that before, way back on their mobile, where events particles are placed on the single pages, so that single page, so that readers will be able to actually see all the posts that are related to that particular event. So let's say if I cover Best of Anime, for example, but I don't cover it anymore. You can see every news articles that is talking about, or that is that we mentioned about Best of Anime. So ticket information, artist information, it's all there. It's just one page. That's what my goal is, and that is what I was able to do now. I wasn't able to do it before, lack of ability at the time. And doing that, I was able to produce. I haven't actually created a story yet, but it's ready. I'm gonna publish my spring 2018 first impressions. Mostly impressions now. So that's gonna be my first story to be published on the website. I just have to watch more shows this spring so that I can do that. And I also made the video template and the podcast template for my website, which I believe I'm gonna have to edit a little bit because I haven't made I haven't set the theme to detect if it's a podcast, so it doesn't display as a podcast, so I'll just have to jot down a little quick later. I edit a little bit on the header side, gonna add some background, something like that. I got that inspiration from The Verge, but they have their background and the title. It just made it more customizable that I can use maybe in later. I avoid using promoting events using that, but either way, when I find a good fit background for it, I'll be able to do it in some future. So maybe people will ask, or if you heard, will I be alone? Because I don't You can see I'm chatting, doing monologues on my own. No, I'm not actually alone. Gonna talk about Inusin. I was actually with someone, my partner. My close partner, actually. He will be with me when I cover events. You may see him in the post that I had, especially particularly when I went to Sagada. That was my partner. You may hear him in the future. I just hadn't had the time setting up the equipment, but we're gonna do some talks a little bit about anime they watch, anime he watch, events we attended to, experiences we attended to. So he's not particularly as heavy-handed as fan as my previous partner is, but he provides a more like an outside looking in perspective. He actually told me what he thinks about idols, and I prefer he tells it first on live. I mean on the recording rather than I'm gonna tell it. So yeah, we're gonna hear from him soon. Just had to arrange it. So equipment upgrades. Maybe you're hearing it. I don't know. Maybe hearing it, but I'm upgrading a lot of my equipment because I have the means now. Not unlike before. So, what you're hearing right now is my recording using my new professional recorder, mid-range. It calls the Tascam DR40, imported from Amazon. Not the forest, mind you. It's the store that Jeff Bezos made. Anyway, so I bought a professional equipment, bought some a dead cat. No, it's not actually a dead cat, just we call it, people call it for screening wind, because it's windy here, at least on my desk. And I'm gonna upgrade my camera. That's a lot of investment. But maybe I'm gonna upgrade the lens for some, maybe for future. I bought some lights. So when I'm gonna do some seeing face reveal, no, actually, you know my face. I'm gonna do some interviews or needs to cover event, and I need to be in front of the camera. At least I have a light so that you can see me. Maybe invest some stabilizers. Actually, yesterday I bought some condenser mics, and so that I will be able to provide more rich sounding sounds, if you can call it. I noticed this when I was covering Uzin, that I ran out of batteries very fast. I already bought two batteries for my camera, and I ran out, and I had a lot of things to cover. In it, 32 gig memory card wasn't even full, so I bought a dummy battery that is coupled. It is tethered to a USB so that I can use a power bank to power my camera. I never knew this existed. I knew batteries, DC couplers, that we call them, existed before, but I never knew that you can now power it using power banks now, and not those kinds of power banks that special power banks that uses 9 volts or 12 volts out. This one particular, as I believe, the USB is already has a step up voltage, so the usual 5 volt output will now be converted to 7.6 to 9, I believe, depends on the camera. So in the exchange of amperage, I believe it's, so let's just see how it goes, if it works. I bought one that has 2 USB steppings, so that in case that a 2 amp is not enough, it can parallel to another 1 amp so that it can have 3 amps total. It will just depend on the quality of your power bank, so we'll just have to see later. And since I've talked about Uzin a lot, sorry, I it's my inside thing. I usually call it Uzin for some reason. I went to Uzin Fest as I recorded this May 6, so most a week ago, likely, I think. Was it a week ago? Yeah, a week ago. I attended only day one, and I did enjoy what it for what it is. It has, I think, I've written a review on the website. So, just a quick summary. I like it. It's simple. There's no bells and whistles like other events. Like, come on, there's a ton of guests. You can you can have your autograph signed. You can have your tummy signed or something like that for this X amount of pesos. Although they do have meet and greets, but it's not exactly as expensive as you can see on Cosplay Mania or BoA, where just have to be, really have to be a fan to pay. Well, not, actually, it's a bit cheaper compared to others. But what I mentioned is that it's not commercialized in a way that they target you to pay a lot of money to enjoy the event. So, in a way, traditional, not I can't call it traditional, normal fans, like people who are people who are like college, I have this called the broke ass college students, would be able to attend and enjoy at its fullest, or at its what they intended to do. So it's a very simple event. It's mostly about bazaars and people selling, but there's not a lot to sell there. But so bazaar programs. I attended day one, so it's mostly music. So that's why I ran out of batteries, because I've been recording the karaoke contest. I uploaded the relevant ones, at least those that are good enough to share. Odd ones to share, and I have a few more Battle of the Bands that I haven't uploaded. Damn it, forgot to say. I'm gonna go back to the equipment upgrades. I just want to mention that I also use I in the past in Derma we used a Adobe Premiere to edit our videos. I am actually now using DaVinci Resolve, which is a free Premiere actually, and it's much better. Maybe we're gonna talk about it on the other when I get technical about it. I mean, when I maybe on a separate podcast to be a bit more technical in how I edit my videos. I haven't done color grading in it yet, because DaVinci is actually designed for us as a color grading tool, but it's actually expanded now into a full editing suite. I'm gonna edit this audio on using DaVinci, also using the Farlight application. So yes. Wait for it there. And also, going back on Uzin. So, yeah, as I mentioned, Uzin is a event. Usually, used to try to have a lot of bells and whistles, as I call it. Like, guest star, they had Flo, they had singer from Voltus 5 before. They try to catch on to the trend of inviting foreign guests. But, of course, I guess it's the nature of the convention defeats or actually it's their it's the crux that made them impossible to compete with the other events, because we know Uzin as an event that is, again, it's for fans who are broke technically, who are doesn't have a lot of money, but they want to enjoy or to be with people who are on the same page as, or as the same page as them. So that's why in Uzin Fest you usually see a lot of people of Facebook groups. Usually there are text groups. Go anyway, they improve. I mean, times change. So Facebook groups meeting together, talking about stuff, maybe meeting for the first time, making friends, finding significant others. Who knows? Some people do that. So that's what Uzin is for. It's not about getting the biggest events, I mean biggest guests, meet some good cosplayers, famous ones on World Cosplay. No, they're not gonna do, it's not for that, sadly. It can never be. So that's what they so they just scrapped it up this year, I guess, maybe for austerity measures, or yes, maybe because fuck it, as I say. And let's just do what we do best. Just make it entertaining for people. Yeah. And I enjoy it. Maybe hopefully next year they just kept it the same formula. Just don't change it much. Make it maybe homegrown or something. I don't know. So, now let me go. I'm almost on my last leg in the podcast. It's getting long anyway. So, event's going. So, I'm gonna be... I mentioned in my post that I was supposed to go to the Yaoi convention a couple of months ago, but I wasn't able to do it because I was lazy. I was able to do Ozin, which is unannounced, so yeah, I can't exactly predict on what my mood will be, but I decided that maybe for reasons I cannot explain myself, that I'm gonna go with Pinoy Otaku Festival, which is an event organized by the people of the Naruto Cosplay Philippines. They headed by David DeAngelo, I believe, or maybe he was just a spokesperson. Anyway, I'm gonna be going there. It doesn't literally cost much. Ozin costs $230, and that's two people. No, that's $460 for two people. Pinoy Otaku Festival will be held on what was the date? June 23. That is probably weekend, of course. Yeah, so I don't know which day. Just I don't really care much about the cosplay part. I'm gonna really have anyway. So I'm gonna attend there somewhere, maybe Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever weekday for fancy. It's gonna be held on the Fairview Terraces. So, which is not, it's good. Well, not for me, it's far, but. My partner is just near there, so it won't be. It's just so it will be more convenient for me, not for him, not for me. But we can just Uber. I'm sorry, there's no Uber. I'm gonna grab myself there. If there's a Grab or whatever TNVS we have by the time, that is cheaper. And I just made some arrangements to. Actually, I'm not. Don't want to do the same thing. I like I mentioned, covering local events. I don't really prefer to do that a lot. I'm just gonna use what privileges or what advantages I have right now, and that is cheaper airline tickets. Oh, that. Anyway. So I'm gonna attend a convention somewhere. I've already bought the necessary ticket there. Not the actual ticket of the event, the plane ticket. Just have to wait for the actual ticket selling so that I can finally do it, or I can finally safely announce what I'm gonna do. I already reserved some accommodations, but I am not sure. I haven't flown outside for a while, so let's just see. I'm also looking for events from other countries. It's hard to look, you know, it's hard to find anime events on Europe, and America you can find one, it's easy, but I hate their visas. So I might look for Europe or yeah, somewhere there in the future, because it's cheaper. So anyway, I forgot to talk about the landscape of the anime reporting industry. We have a local otaku reporting industry. We're just gonna have it in the next show. So anyway, just that's it for this small podcast I have. I hope you enjoy it. It's brief, it's to the point, and yeah. So this is Mr. A, and you're listening to the Megani Podcast, very first episode, the pilot episode. Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat.